Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shaka, and I welcome you to my channel. As always, I'm really grateful that you're listening, subscribing, and commenting. I really appreciate the support. And in this one, I wanted to speak to you about INFJ and finances or money management. As you can imagine, I'm not saying that I'm an expert on this subject matter, absolutely not, but I have been reading up on it for 20 years or more, and I've been kind of working upon myself and my skills, my money management skills for a while, and I make mistakes, but then obviously I've learned from them, and I'm still going to make mistakes, I'm sure, but I just want to give you a little bit of an idea of what I use, what skills I use, and what techniques I use to manage my finances, despite the fact that it seems like INFJs and finances are like opposing forces sometimes, because in a lot of ways we are not good with details, we're not detail oriented in that manner, like, you know, going in deep and kind of figuring out what the numbers are. Also, a lot of us, you know, we're not passionate about money, and if we're not passionate about something as an INFJ, we won't care about it. We won't even look at it. We won't think about it. It won't even come into our radar space, right? And so there's a lot of deterrence to it. And not only that, if you're on the spectrum, which I realized recently that I am, if you have ADHD or if you're autistic or you have any kind of like spectrum thing, then it's going to be even harder for you, because that creates a little bit of extra barrier for you to understand money, to understand skills related to money, to even want to get into it, because we get distracted so easily, right? We might get interested in it for a little bit, and then we kind of are like, I'm done with it, kind of thing, right? And so I've kind of used techniques to get around all of these deterrents. You know, I have all of these ways that I can stop thinking about money or stop working upon my money skills. But whatever you believe, if money is good or bad or evil, whatever your perceptions are about money, it is a necessity in this world right now. I mean, right now in this moment in time, until crypto becomes very popular or mainstream, like completely mainstream, and where people stop using money and start using crypto, or until, you know, we kind of have a minimum income for everyone and no one needs to think about money anymore. Until that point, you have to think about money because you need to live in this real world. And far too often, I notice INFJs who are obviously not good with money, but also suffering because of that. And I suffered for the longest time because of it, because I could have built my money skills, but I kind of pushed it away, and I didn't want to learn about it. And I was focusing on other things which were not creating that life that I wanted. And now, just by paying a little bit more attention to money, I've been able to create a life where I can be free in a way that I don't have to think about money all the time. Right, I'm making enough money, more than enough money to thrive, and I've done it using skills that are my passions. Right, so it is possible, and that's why I wanted to do this video, not to brag or to put myself up, but to show you that it's possible for you as well, considering especially that it took me 20 years to get here, and it can be much shorter for you because you're probably smarter than me, and also you're living in this internet age where a lot of possibilities exist. You just have to kind of go for it, right? So I wanted to kind of share some of the things and some tips that I've used, some kind of like workarounds. And the first one for sure has to be, and this is something that every self-help guru, money guru talks about, and this is extremely important for an INFJ, is to automate your investments. Like if you're kind of saving for retirement or you're saving for whatever goal that you might have, you need to make it automatic. Now, in general, the population in the world needs it to be automatic because they get distracted, they get bored, or whatever it might be. But particularly for INFJs, we need to be automating all of this. Bill payments, especially because we forget to pay bills and then we don't have electricity or our cell phone runs out. It has happened to me. Or your credit card payments, you have to automate that so that you're not like, you're not paying extra interest, hundreds of dollars of interest because of a foolishness that you could have just automated. Property taxes, automate everything as much as possible, because as I said before, and as you know probably, that as an INFJ, you're thinking about 100,000 other things. Like you have 100 other obsessions. You're thinking about, for me, I'm thinking about mangas, I'm thinking about animes, I'm thinking about what I'm gonna write next, I'm thinking about my family, I'm thinking about investments, I'm thinking about, you know, nature, I'm thinking about the dog that I saved last week or the cat that I want to save this week. You know, there's 100,000 things going on in our heads, and all of these are obsessions of ours, they're a passion of ours, and we're gonna obviously move more towards our passion. If you're not interested in money, I've kind of made it a passion of myself, money, so now I think about it all the time as well, so that helps. But before that, before I was passionate about it, because it took me a while to get here, before that I just automated everything. Right, and so it was very easy. Since I was 20 years old or something, I've been consistently putting like $25-$30 a month into investments, into my retirement savings. Not thinking about it. I didn't even realize it was happening because it was happening in the background. It just automatically took it out of my bank account, and it invested it into some index fund that I chose long time ago. I don't even know why I chose it now, and it's just been doing it automatically without me thinking about it. And this is why I have, you know, the cash pile I do right now, and the possibility of retirement. But more than that, it is the fact that once you set it up and you forget about it, you will literally forget about it. For a decade or so, I didn't even realize I was actually doing this. And then I kind of looked into it a little bit because I realized there was this money coming out of my account. That's how long it took me to figure this out. You know, this money comes out every month, but for years and years, I didn't realize. And all of a sudden, I'm looking at my statements and I'm like, what is this? Where is this money going? Just makes me want to... I just want to laugh at myself. I do still laugh at myself because I just can't believe this is happening, you know? And I'm glad that my younger self did it. Maybe she knew that I was going to be such a distracted fool. But, you know, she did it and I'm so grateful for it. But, like, I do recommend if you're young, like $20, $25, $15, $10, whatever it might be that you can afford that you won't miss, just put it into, like, an automatic thing. Just automatically, you can even put it automatically into crypto, whatever your investment is, like whatever you want to choose. You could use an index fund, you could choose anything, just choose one random thing. Doesn't have to be amazing, doesn't have to be perfect, just start investing into it automatically. And this automaticity has to be applied to as much of your life that you don't care about as possible, right? So if you don't care about garbage disposal, you're gonna have to automate it. So I have a service that comes automatically to pick up my garbage because I don't care about it. I'll just dump it into a thing there and it'll come pick it up. Same thing with my laundry. I don't care about it. I have someone who does it for me. Of course, I live in Asia, so it's easier. But automaticity, like even when I was in Canada, I would put it into the laundry machine and once a week, I know what day it is. I would just automatically put it in. Now, these are small things, but you can do this for everything in your life. And I really highly recommend that as much as possible, automate your life. So, you know, automatic bill payments, automatic credit card payments, automatic property tax payments, automatic investments, you know, how much ever possible, automate your life, yeah. And so that's a big thing that I would say has helped me a lot, because even now, I don't spend that much time. I have weeks when I get distracted and I don't think about money at all and I have no idea what I'm doing related to money. And what I'm doing literally is just still, I have $100 a month going into my savings every single month. I don't even think about it. And as I said, for weeks, I won't think about it. I won't be talking about money or thinking about it. And it's still happening in the background, right? So I'm still taking care of my future self. I'm still taking care of my retirement self without even thinking about it. Now, that's really important as an INFJ, as a person who has ADHD, who gets distracted very easily and who is constantly obsessed with different things. So it's still happening, which is really important. Another thing I do want to say, and this is really important, I hope that you're listening up. Maybe I should have said it first. But it is extremely important as an INFJ to realize that you cannot live the way you're living right now, pretending like money doesn't exist, pretending like you don't need to think about money. It does not work. I did this for the longest time. I did this for 15 years or so. And I really regret that because I wasted all that time not thinking about money when it is actually a necessity, as I said, in this world. Like, I mean, you could go to a mountain somewhere and pretend like you're just going to cut yourself off from the world. You could do that, yes, absolutely. But most of us are not going to do that. So you're going to have to live in the real world. And unfortunately, INFJs pretend like they're not living in the real world. We'll do all of these other things. You know, we'll write amazing novels. We'll get obsessed with random obsession like car parts or I don't know, meditation techniques. But when it comes to actually real world things, I've heard this so many times from INFJs. I just don't care about it. I don't want to think about it. I get stressed when I think about it. I understand. It's not like I like thinking about it or I don't get stressed thinking about it. But I do understand that this is something that we need to do in order to live in this world. And if you don't understand that, it's going to lead to a lot of suffering in the future for you because you're going to realize over time that it is a necessity. And a lot of INFJs in their 50s, 60s, 70s, I know have messaged me saying that, you know, they're like completely destitute. And I'm not saying that this is going to happen to you, but if you're not careful about it, you have to realize that real world things are still going to be there. If you don't think about it, it doesn't mean that this disappear, you know. Just because you spend all your time in your head, it doesn't mean that that bill that you have or that credit card payment that you have just disappears and it doesn't exist anymore. We're not living in a magical world like that, unfortunately. It's still there. So you could ignore it for a month, you can ignore it for a year, but it'll still be there accumulating interest or accumulating whatever it is, and it's still there waiting for you to take care of it. So either you give up control completely of your finances and let someone else take care of it, maybe a partner. That's possible if you have a partner like that, but then you're kind of giving up control and power. So if that person leaves one day, then you're like, oh, well, I have no idea what's going on. And they could steal money from you, you have no idea. I'm not saying that they would, but you know, it is a possibility. Or you could spend a little bit of time learning about this stuff, automating things, and just kind of figuring out what it is, living in the real world for a little bit so that you don't have to think about it after. You know, once you set it up in a way that, you know, you can automate things, you can set things up so you don't have to think about it. After that, you can live in your imaginary world all you want. You don't have to think about it ever again, right? But for a little bit of time, you're going to have to do it so that you live in this real physical world, not in your imaginary world. Here, figure things out, set up your finances, and then you can go off into la la land and do whatever you want because then it won't matter, right? You can always come back and realize, okay, yeah, everything is still working as it is. So I really wanted to say this. I've been wanting to say this in the video for a while now because I get really annoyed when INFJs message me saying, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with it. Well, I'm like, well, you're an adult now. You're going to have to deal with it, right? Like either you get married to someone and they take care of it and you have to always be wondering, are they doing a good job or are they stealing from me or like are they putting money away without me realizing? All of those doubts are always going to be there. Or you figure it out on your own, you learn what it's all about and then you don't have anything to worry about, right? So there's only two options here. It's not like you have a multitude of options really if you think about it. So that is another thing I definitely wanted to add to this finances video. And fun final thing is that stop thinking that you have to be perfect when it comes to finances. This is something that held me back for so long because my perfectionist streak was like, well, if I don't choose a perfect fund to put my money into, then it's going to be a complete disaster, so I shouldn't do anything at all. Or if I don't choose a perfect cryptocurrency to put my money into, then it's going to be a complete disaster and I shouldn't do it at all. You know, and so this kind of like idea, this kind of like ideology really holds us back as an INFJ in many different ways, but particularly in finances, because there is no perfect investment. There's no perfect thing you can do. You do what you can and it'll work out in the end because, you know, over time it kind of just like all stabilizes out, hopefully. You do the best you can. That's literally it, right? And you do whatever you can. You learn, you do what your research tells you, and you figure it out and you set it up, and then you forget about it. You stop being a perfectionist about it. You stop putting yourself down over it. You stop worrying about it or overthinking or overanalyzing it. And then things will work out as they do. Right? You can't do anything about it. Once you've set it up, just forget about it. Stop being such a perfectionist, crazy person, right? So this is something that I really wanted to say as well, because I think you could spend 5, 6, 10 years just procrastinating on this stuff because you're like, but I don't know what I should do. I need to find the perfect thing, but I can't find it. I don't know what it is. Stop doing that to yourself. There is no perfect thing out there for finances. There's no perfect way out there for finances. You just do the best you can in your circumstances and according to the strategy that you built for yourself, whatever that might be. And that's it. And then you just let go and you live your life. And then you get back to your obsessions and you live in your imaginary world, whatever you're doing with your life, right? So those are the three tips that I want to share with you. Now, I have a lot more. And if you like this video, let me know and I can do another one. Because I've kind of been working on this for so long, as I said, 2 decades. So I have a lot of random things that tips and techniques I've collected over the years that have helped me quite a bit. I also have a podcast called The Heart of Money Podcast. And I'll share it in the pinned comment below. So you can check that out. I did it with another INFJ friend of mine. And it's a great podcast about money. And it talks all about the feelings aspect of it and the heart of money. And a lot of other aspects as well, not just heart-based, but like technical-based as well. And so we'll check that out as well. And again, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your support. And I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.